The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There was a man who was medactic to fulfill a certain thing in the Shulchan Aruch that no one else does. In the Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, in Simen Nun Aleph, Siftes, it says like this, Mizmar L'Soida, that we say every morning in the davening, Yesh La'Oimra B'Negina, you should say it, singing. Shekol Hasherus Asidus Libotok. So all the other service of Hashem in the future will become nullified. Chutz mi Mizma L'Soida. Mizma L'Soida will still be there. That's the Mizma you read when you bring a carbon tight. So this fellow was with Davin in Bnei Brak, and he would get to Mizma L'Soida, he would break into a niggin. And then other people responded to him. They asked him, what are you doing that for? He said, Mefurish. People were surprised. That's what it says. No one does that. But he did it. No, one day, this fellow started to feel tremendous pain. He goes to the doctor. They make tests. And they make some x-rays. And they give him bad news. They tell him they found something in his body. It doesn't belong there. Growth. And it doesn't look good. The doctor said, you know what? Come back in a few weeks. This is not the final conclusive test. And let's see what happens. And in 3 weeks, we'll come back. I will make a very thorough check to see what the story is. Anyway, the guy decided to go daven in Tzfas. So he traveled to Tzfas, and he came to the caver of the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef Kare, buried in Tzfas. And when he stood before his caver, his tear ducts opened up and he burst out crying. And he asked, he said, "B'schus tzadik to Beis Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu have rachmanis on me." And then he screamed out. And he said, "Moran HaBeis Yosef, you paskin many, many halachas, but there's one halacha that never became publicized. To sing Mizma L'Soida. That halacha, I made the effort, and I pushed myself, and I was mezak, and not only myself, but the rest of the people of Davim in the shul, to also say it. And I would like to continue doing that. Please, see to it that my tests come out smooth." I went back to his test. Doctor called him in, and he said, very emotional, the doctor. He showed him the first pictures with it. It was a growth. He showed him the second ones, and he said, "Everything's clean. Everything's gone." As if it's talking about somebody else. And the doctor himself told the chazan, "I want to give you a suggestion. Go say Mizma L'Soida Hariyu LaHashem Kol Ha'aretz. That's what you should say." And Baruch Hashem, the fellow was speared and saved. Let us get into the business of being Yehudim. Yehudim are people who give thanks to Hashem for the littlest things. And if you give thanks to Hashem for the littlest of things, Hashem will give you many more things to give thanks to Him for.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.